Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. And I forgot to announce last week that I had to move the show to Monday this week. So I'm really sorry if I missed some of you. But anyway, let me go ahead and start with my tuning in chant. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. It's within all of us. We all have it. We all do. We really, 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 really do. It's there. Sometimes it just takes pausing a moment to feel that connection, to feel that love. And, you know, you get that monkey mind going and it wants to taunt us and get us all caught up in everything that's going on. And, you know, there's so much illusion out there, and the world is really looking like a totally fucking crazy place. I mean, really. And so what does it all mean? I mean, how can we not get caught up in that? I mean, I know that for myself, I have not really been able to watch the news for, oh, probably close to 40 years. And it's too easy for me to get caught up in it. And I feel the weight in my whole body, and it drags me down and makes me get really, feel kind of depressed. And so I have chosen to not read the news, watch the news, whatever. And granted, you know, but you know, you hear about stuff and you know stuff's going on. And so then what I hear internally to do from my guides and angels is to just focus on love, focus on love, focus on love, and just radiate out that love and for everyone. And that includes anyone who appears to be a perpetrator of violence or whatever. And I somehow imagine it as I see this big, like a toothpaste tube of love oozing out over the whole world, the whole planet, and enveloping every crevice and every crack with love goo. And what else can you do, really? I mean, you know, does it help to get really angry? Maybe. Does it help to really focus on it? I don't know. Maybe everybody's really different. So who knows, you know? I mean, what is it all about? I don't begin to understand it. And the only thing that I was getting prior to the call from my guides is that it's it brings people together in outrage. I mean, and it brings people together in sorrow. You know, sometimes in our personal lives, we can have crisis and we can have things that appear to be just horribleness happen, and out of it comes some amazing stuff. So I am holding on to the love, and that's absolutely what I'm focusing on. I'm just focusing on love, 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 and that's all I can do. So I decided, I liked last week, I pulled a Voyager card, and so I decided to pull another one today. And so not too surprising, I got the card called Setback, Five of Worlds. So I'm going to read what it says. Just as the Earth suffers devastations and disasters, your most beautiful, prosperous, solidly organized projects and plans on which you depend and bank encounter setback, a drying up of resources, a sudden ruination, a block, or a parting of ways. Defeat and difficulty are regenerative, as are the Earth's natural disasters. The earth's healthy new seeds symbolize this new life. For every storm, there's a rainbow. And so, you know, it's interesting. In my human mind, my 3D self pulled the card and I thought, oh, I can't read that. That's, you know, that's too much of a downer. But you know what? What I'm getting from that is it appears to be a setback. There's the illusion of it being a setback. But out of that, like it said, comes the rainbows. And this is like a crazy, crazy hard thing to grasp with the appearance of so much crazy appearance of what could be called evil. But you know what? It's don't buy into it. Just don't buy into it. Take a moment and sit and be really present in your body. And so you can do a little tester. Imagine yourself thinking about any tragedy or whatever that may have happened and see how you feel in your body. Does your body feel peaceful? Does it feel agitated? Does it feel angry? What's going on? Then, okay, put that aside. Then think about something else. Think about someone you love, someone who loves you unconditionally. Think about a puppy. Think about a kitten. I don't care what it is. Experiment and see how it feels in your body and give yourself a moment to really see how it feels in your body. Now, I've noticed that after all this time of processing and clearing and healing myself and meditating and blah, 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 rebirthing and all that crap, that I can actually, I realize that I can think about some of these things and I don't get so agitated like I used to. So, but I'm still choosing to focus on love. And, you know, it's funny, I'm thinking, you know, puppies and kittens and whatever. I mean, there's a reason why people post that kind of stuff out for people to share, because it makes you feel joyful. And, you know, everybody is so, so different. I was given a lot of shit back in the day for not listening to the news. And a woman, a friend, I'll put in quotes, really nastily said to me, ignorance is bliss. And it's like, well, yeah, so what's wrong with that? Do I really need to know all the horrible things that happen out there? You know, all the craziness, all the insanity that appears as insanity. So anyway, see how things feel in your body. You know, give yourself a moment to ponder what feels good for you. And, you know, there's addictions out there, and one of them is addiction to watching the news. And I still remember back in, 911 with that event, how I decided I was going to watch the news. And it was the same thing, exact thing, over and over and over and over and over and over and over for hours. Exact same thing. And, you know, something about that event, it did bring people together. I mean, it was a horrible event. I can't even begin to, like, understand or try to explain or whatever. But I realized I let myself watch the news at that time, and it didn't help me. I found out the basics because a work meeting was canceled, and there was no need. It served no purpose for me to watch the news for hours. It's addictive. There's something about it. So anyway, ponder that thought for yourself. Take care of yourself, you know. Love yourself so then you can love your neighbor. I mean, that's the bottom line here. Love thyself as thy neighbor. You know, when people don't love themselves, I mean, if you think about it, I had a moment of pause quite a few years ago where I thought, oh my God, I would never, ever treat my best friend the way I treat myself. I was so overly critical of myself and really mean. I mean, super, super mean. Who needs it? We don't need it. So, you know, and I always put everyone else first, especially my kids. And you know what? it's just really not okay anymore. And so it's super important to give yourself unconditional love and see yourself for the amazing, radiant beauty that you are. And give yourself pause to think about, how do I feel? What makes me feel good? You know, sharing that energy. And I'm going to say, we're leaving a slug trail of joy or happiness or sorrow or despair or anger or hate. I mean, what do you want to leave a trail of? You know, imagine yourself as this, you know, human kind of slug thing leaving a trail. And do you want your legacy, your trail to be hate? Probably not. I mean, maybe some people, yeah. But anyway, so, okay, just a lot going on now. And I'm here just sang a lot this morning. I practiced my harmonium and was singing, and it makes both my husband and I just really happy. He loves it when I sing for him. And I'm really focusing on love and the joy. Our niece and her sweetie are coming today. She's going to have a baby. It's super exciting, unexpected, and very joyful. And so we're going to have a couple days with them. I've got family coming over tonight. My son and my daughter, it's going to be awesome. And my son, sweetie, with her two little girls, and our best friend, Wendy. And it's going to be a very sweet family party tonight. And I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, I'm wallowing in gratitude for all that I have and all that I have come here to do. And my slug trail is joy. My slug trail is love. So let me do the chant for miracles to help us shift the whole world to shift and to, you know, imagine that toothpaste tube of love, that ooze, that love oozed, oozing into every single crack, every single crevice of every single being. So here we go. Danda Ram Das Guru Jinasidya Tinesavariya Puri Hoe Karma Ta Apasara Jinahare Dhariya Sikhi Ate Sangati Parabrahma Karanama Sakariya Atala Ata Hoto Latu Tera Antanapara Bariya Jini tu sevia bokara se tu dipara utaria laba loba kama krodha maho maraka de tu disapara varia dana sotera tana hai sachatera pesa karia nanaka tu lahena tu hai guru amara tu vicharia guru ditta tamana sadaria guru ditta tamana sadaria. So we're about out of time. Next week, I'll be back to Tuesday mornings at 10. And again, I apologize if I missed a few of you. Remember, it's such an amazing shifting time for us. I mean, it looks like the world may be going to hell. I mean, really, appearances would lead you to think that. But focus on your joy. Focus on what brings you love. What do you want your slug trail to look like? What makes you happy? I know that sounds like really overly simplistic, but man, the more I focus on I'm wallowing in gratitude and love and joy, the happier I feel. And then I feel myself sharing that with the world. So anyway, not wanting to give lecture, trying to give maybe some comfort, something you can do, you know, it's something you can do in this world. And it doesn't exactly appear super, you know, like it's a big something you can do, but it actually is a really big something you can do. What is your joy? What brings you joy? What thrills you? So Anyway, much love to you all, and thanks for being with me, and I'll be back next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Much love.